Chapter 33. A man called Uwe, and an inspection tour that is not the usual. Sometimes it is difficult to explain why some men suddenly do the things they do. Sometimes, of course, it's because they know they'll do them sooner or later anyway, and so they may as well just do them now. And sometimes it's the pure opposite, because they realize they should have done them long ago. Uwe has probably known all along what he has to do, but all people, at root, are time optimists. We always think there's enough time to do things with other people, time to say things to them, and then something happens, and then we stand there holding on to words like if. As he marches down the stairs the next morning, he stops in the hallway. It hasn't smelled like this in the house since Sonia died. Watchfully, he takes the last few steps down, lands on the parquet floor, and stands in the doorway of the kitchen, his body language that of a man who has just caught a thief red-handed.
"Is that you, who's been toasting bread?"
Mursad nods anxiously.
"Yes, I hope that's okay. Sorry. I mean, is it?"
Uwe notices that he's made coffee, too. The cat is on the floor eating tuna. Uwe nods, but doesn't answer the question.
"Me and the cat have to go for a little walk around our road," he clarifies instead.
"Can I come?"
asks Mursad quickly. Uwe looks at him a little as if Mursad has stopped him in a pedestrian arcade dressed up as a pirate and asked him to guess under which of the three teacups he's hidden the silver coin.
"Maybe I can help,"
Mursad continues eagerly. Uwe goes into the hall and shoves his feet into his clogs.
"It's a free country,"
he mutters as he opens the door and lets out the cat. Mursad interprets this as,
"Of course you can," and quickly puts on his jacket and shoes and goes after Uwe. "Hey, guys,"
Jimmy hollers as they reach the pavement. He turns up, puffing energetically behind Uwe in a fiercely green tracksuit that's so tight around his body that Uwe wonders at first if it's in fact a garment or a body painting.
"Jimmy,"
says Jimmy, panting and offering Mursad his hand. The cat looks as if it would like to rub itself lovingly against Jimmy's legs, but seems to change its mind, bearing in mind that the last time it did something similar, Jimmy ended up in the hospital. Instead, it opts for the next best available thing and rolls about in the snow. Jimmy turns to Uwe.
"I usually see you walking around about this time, so I was going to check with you if you're cool with me tagging along. I decided to start exercising, you know?"
He nods with such satisfaction that the fat under his chin sways between his shoulders like a mainsail in stormy conditions. Uwe looks highly dubious.
"Do you usually get up at this time?"
"Shit, no, man, I haven't even gone to bed yet,"
he laughs. And this is why a cat, an overweight allergy sufferer, a bent person, and a man called Uwe make the inspection round that morning. Mursad explains in brief that he and his father are not getting along, and that he's temporarily staying with Uwe. Jimmy expresses disbelief that Uwe is up at this time every single morning.
"Why did you have a fight with the old man, then?"
asks Jimmy.
"That's none of your business,"
Uwe barks. Mursad gives Uwe a grateful glance.
"But seriously, man, you do this every morning?"
Jimmy asks cheerfully.
"Yes, to check if there have been any burglaries."
"For real? Are there a lot of burglaries around here?"
"There are never lots of burglaries before the first burglary,"
Uwe mutters and heads off towards the guest parking. The cat looks at Jimmy as if unimpressed by his fitness drive. Jimmy pouts and touches his stomach in the apparent belief that he has already lost some weight.
"Did you hear about Rune, then?"
he calls out, hastening his steps into a half-jog behind Uwe. Uwe doesn't answer.
"Social services is coming to pick him up, you know,"
Jimmy explains once he's caught up. Uwe opens his pad and starts noting down the license plates of the cars. Jimmy evidently takes his silence as an invitation to keep talking.
"You know, the long and short of it is, Anita applied for more home help. Rune has just passed it and she couldn't deal with it anymore. So then the social did some investigation, and some guy called and said they decided she couldn't handle it, and they were going to put Rune in one of those institutions, you know? And then Anita said they could forget about it. She didn't even want home help anymore. But then that guy got really aggro and started getting totally uncool with her, going on about how she couldn't take the investigation back now, and she was the one who had asked them to look into it. And now the investigation had made a decision, and that was all there was to it, you know? Doesn't matter what she says, because the social guy is just running his own race, know what I mean?"
Jimmy goes silent and nods at Mursad in the hope of getting some kind of reaction.
uncool, Mursad declares hesitantly. Bloody uncool, Jimmy nods until his upper body shakes. Uva puts his pen and pad in the inside pocket of his jacket and steers his steps towards the trash room.
It'll take them forever to make those kinds of decisions. They say they're taking him now, but they won't pull their finger out for another year or two, he snorts.
Uva knows how that damn bureaucracy works. But the decision is made, man, says Jimmy and scratches his hair.
Just sodding appeal it, it'll take years, says Uva grumpily as he strides past him.
Jimmy looks at him as if trying to evaluate whether it's worth the exertion of following him.
But she has done. She's been writing letters and things for 2 years.
Uva doesn't stop when he hears that, but he slows down. He hears Jimmy's heavy steps bearing down on him in the snow.
2 years, he asks without turning around.
More or less, says Jimmy.
Uva looks like he's counting the months in his head.
That's a lie. Then Sonia would have known about it, he says dismissively.
I wasn't allowed to say anything to Sonia. Anita didn't want me to, you know.
Jimmy goes silent, looks down at the snow. Uva turns around, raises his eyebrows.
I know what?
Jimmy takes a deep breath.
She thought you had enough troubles of your own, he says in a low voice.
The silence that follows is so thick you could split it with an axe. Jimmy does not look up, and Uva doesn't say anything. He goes inside the trash room, comes out, goes into the bicycle shed, comes out. The penny seems to have dropped. Jimmy's last words hang like a veil over his movements, and an unfathomable anger builds up inside Uva, picking up speed like a tornado inside his chest. He tugs at doors with increasing violence, kicks the thresholds. And when Jimmy, in the end, mumbles something about, "Now it's all screwed, man, now they'll put ruin in a home, you know," Uva slams a door so hard that the entire trash room shakes. He stands in silence with his back to them, panting more and more heavily.
Are you okay? Asks Mursad.
Uva turns and points with anything but controlled fury at Jimmy.
Was that how she put it? She didn't want to ask for Sonia's help because we had enough troubles of our own?
Jimmy nods anxiously. Uva stares down at the snow, his chest heaving under his jacket. He thinks about how Sonia would have taken it if she'd found out, if she'd known that her best friend had not asked for her help because Sonia had enough problems. She would have been heartbroken. Sometimes it's hard to explain why some men suddenly do the things they do, and Uva had probably known all along what he had to do, whom he had to help before he could die. But we are always optimists when it comes to time. We think there will be time to do things with other people and time to say things to them, time to appeal. Again, Uva turns to Jimmy with a grim expression.
2 years?
Jimmy nods. Uva clears his throat. For the first time, he looks unsure.
I thought she'd just started. I thought I had more time, he mumbles.
Jimmy looks as if he's trying to figure out who Uva is talking to. Uva looks up.
And they're coming to get Rune now? Seriously? No bureaucratic rot and appeals and all that shit? You're sure about this?
Jimmy nods again. He opens his mouth to say something, but Uva has already started moving off. He makes off between the houses with the movements of a man about to take his revenge for a deadly injustice in a western. Turns off at the house at the end of the road, where the trailer and the white Skoda are still parked, banging at the door with such force that it's difficult to tell whether it will open before he reduces it to wood chips. Anita opens in shock. Uva steps right into her hall.
Have you got the papers from the authorities here?
Yes, but I thought...
Give them to me.
In retrospect, Anita will tell the other neighbors that she had not seen Uva so angry since 1977, when there was talk of a merger between Saab and Volvo.